Now here we show a 2x2 transfer matrices, and we can see that when we form the product of PK, there's unstable poles still there. So if we look at the number of unstable poles of PK, it's still equal to 1. So there's no unstable pole lost. So the by the previous condition, we know that internal stability can be checked by just looking at the stability of identity plus PK inverse. And it turns out identity plus PK inverse is actually unstable because one of the trans function in a matrix is unstable. However, if you are only looking at the determinant of identity plus PK, you might conclude that the system is stable, because in this case, identity plus the determinant of identity plus PK is actually minimum phase. There's no zeros in the right half plane at all. So, in general, if you just looking at the determinant of identity plus PK and checking the zeros, it does not necessarily sufficient to guarantee that identity plus PK inverse is stable. So in general, we actually have to check the stability of identity plus PK inverse, even though PK doesn't have any unstable pole zero cancellations.